Well, a team of researchers led by the Museum of Tropical Queensland has found that corals living in deeper reefs could be essential in the global fight to save shallow coral reefs. They found evidence that coral bleaching decreases as water depth increases. The Wire's Catherine Andrews caught up with head researcher Dr. Paul Muir and asked him why the research was done in the Maldives.
The Maldives is a nation that is almost completely reliant on coral reefs for its income and much of its food. And obviously the world's coral reefs are quite threatened, including the Maldivian reefs. So I think it was an effort to try and help in that respect. But also just to add to the worldwide effort to, you know, try and manage this, I guess, apocalypse that's taking place before our eyes.
Does bleaching affect different types of corals more?
Well, it pretty much affects all of the reef-building corals. The reef-building corals are the ones that have a symbiosis with microalgae, so they have little microalgae growing in their tissues, and that gives them much of their colour. And when you get unusually high seawater temperatures and very calm conditions and very bright light, you know, clear skies, the coral symbiosis with the algae gets upset, the corals get stressed, and they go white. Basically, the microalgae leave their tissues or die, and then the corals are left without a source of much of their energy and food. So they mostly just sort of starve to death over the next few weeks once they've gone white.
Why does coral bleaching reduce as water depth increases?
You know, generally as you go deeper on the reef, the water does tend to get a bit cooler. The extremes are dampened out. But there may be other factors as well. It's a possibility there's less light at depth. But again, that's something that really, you know, I guess it's one of the things still to be exactly nutted out.
What implications do your findings have for saving the world's coral reefs?
So there's been devastation of the world's reefs in recent years from mass coral bleaching events associated with unusually high seawater temperatures. And there's a lot of interest in things called refugia, which are small geographical areas or very deep depths that might be able to support small numbers of species and small areas of reef. And I guess the way our research differs is that we're saying that you can probably get corals refuged, if you like, at moderate depths of 24 to 30 metres across great areas of the world's reefs, which are, you know, they're not immune to bleaching, but they're less affected by it. And so if managers can manage for those moderately deep coral by things like improving water quality, etc., then the resilience of reefs can be improved. And I guess that's what a lot of the research is geared towards these days, is trying to make reefs more resilient to these climate change impacts, which are basically global, and trying to formulate local responses that can help there. We found some interesting things, like I guess one of the things we found was exactly the same species side by side on the reef. One individual would be completely white and dying from the bleaching, and one right beside it would appear to be perfectly healthy. And I guess we interpreted that as strains of coral that are more immune. And so hopefully those strains, they'll kind of get a boost, if you like, I guess, because all the corals will get wiped out and then these resistant ones will be left over. So there's quite a lot of selective breeding going on, and that will help some small proportion of species.
What implications do deep coral diving have for Australian tourism?
Our work shows that basically, I think the title of our paper is, the part of it anyway, is that the deep shall inherit the reef. In other words, it's, I guess it's a bit of a biblical reference to the apocalypse. And the deeper corals have always been, you know, pretty overlooked, I guess. They're probably not quite as pretty, and there's not as many of them, but they're more resistant to this apocalypse that's going on now. So, in terms of diving, it could be that in the future, divers will have to dive deeper. There's certainly quite a strong selective pressure for corals. You know, the deeper corals of each population survive, and if you have successive events where that happens, then there's quite a strong selective pressure for corals to occur deeper.
Dr. Paul Muir, researcher for corals at the Museum of Tropical Queensland, speaking with The Wire's Catherine Andrews.